the let us begin. The Mishnah says, the mayor omer eshadako lindo bedako. You see it? Halacha hey, eshadako lindo bedako motor de bagasa. Stuff which is normally measured in a small measure. And halacha is if you measure small measures, that's essentially retail. So then the seller is chayv to be mafresh to trumas and maisus of demai. If you sell in large measures, that's called gasa, that's essentially wholesale, and then we say the buyer is mechuyev to be mafresh. The profit margin is lower, and therefore the buyer has to take off the demai. So somebody normally sells retail. Mother Bagasni sold this once wholesale to Fela Dako Lagasa. So his normal practice of Dako is superseded by his current practice of Gasa, and now that he's selling wholesale, he doesn't have to take off the Dmai, rather the buyer has to take off the Dmai. And vice versa, Veshadako Limdo Bagasa, somebody who normally sells for wholesale, and now he sold for retail, Mother Bagasni, Tfela Gasa Lagasa. So now his normal practice of selling wholesale is canceled, and we go by his current retail. This retail practice on the spot.
That sounds like, remember, Korban Olo Yoreh, if he changes his
status. If he changes his status, right? It's a similar idea, but here it's really talking about how he sells it, not his balance sheet, right? He might be rich or poor either way, but it's talking about the mode of sale. Ezumida gasa, what's considered to be a large measure, i.e. tantamount to wholesale, be yavish losha kavim, when you sell in dry measure, 3 kav, uvelach, or in moist measure, dinar, the value of a dinar, or above these measures. Rabbi Yosimer, sale te'enim, sale anovim, baskets of figs, and baskets of grapes, bekupos shel yerek, and baskets of vegetables, Kozman Shumokhan Askro, as long as he sells them by estimate. Askro is estimate and not by exact weight. Potter is exempt from the mic because that's considered to be a wholesale way of doing things, selling it by estimate, not by exact weight. Okay, Rameyomer Shadarko Limdo. Oh, sorry, just did that. Gemara. Aldaiti Dai Tano. From this time, we have an interesting thing. It's really the Rishon is commenting on the interest in our Mishnah, an interesting point. Nasu Shir Liyavish, he gives a measure for what's considered to be the cutoff point by dry measures, which is Shlosha Kavin. Lo Nasu Shir Balach, he doesn't give a measure for moist measures, right? By moist measures, he just gives a sum, a dinner, right? He doesn't talk about measures. Nasu Dami Lulach, and vice versa, they gave a sum for what's considered to be a wholesale versus retail by moist measure, by wet measure. Lo nasu dam liyavish, and they didn't give a sum, they didn't give a monetary value, but rather a value in measures when dealing with yavish and dealing with dry measure. Tani Rabbi Chiyo, we learn Rabbi Chiyo taught us, hin mida gasa. Now, Rabbi Chiyo did the exact opposite. He's going to give us a measurement when it comes to liquid measures, and a value when it comes to solid measures. Okay, so how does Rabbi Chiyo do that? Says hin, which is a liquid measure, that above that, anything above that is mida gasa, is a wholesale measure. Meaning lamato, anything below hin is mida daka, is a retail measure. Toman mida toman, which is a coin, certain coin, I don't know how much it's worth, but a toman is a mida daka. That's considered to be that, and less considered to be retail. You sell for a greater amount of money, in other words, greater sums, which go greater measures, which go for greater sums. Obviously, mida gas is considered to be a large measure. Al daiti d'hodin tanya. According to this brisa, we find the exact opposite phenomena that we found in the Mishnah. Nosu shir lalach, they gave a specific measure for wet measure. Lo nosu shir liyavish, they didn't give any measures for dry measures. Nosu domin liyavish, and vice versa, we gave a value for dry measure. Lo nosu domin liyavish, we didn't give a value for wet measure. Rabbi Shem ben Yotzadok said, you should know, this is a new issue. I should really put a dot there. Rabbi Yochum Shem Rishim ben Yotzadok says, you should know a new issue. He doesn't say you should know a new issue. This is a new issue, and he says what we should know. Tanai based inu. it says Tuf Nun Nun Tuf Nun Yud Yud, but it's the same thing like Tuf Nun Aleph Yud. It's Nai Basin. It's a condition that that Basin has made. Shetaheto Remes Matrumas Meiser Misham Mocher, that where a seller has to take the Trumas Meiser in cases of Demai, who Meiser Sheni Misham Lokech, whereas the buyer has to take the Meiser Sheni. So that's Gemara, when Rabbi Yochanan said the special name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok, Man on Kremit, what case are we discussing? Ima Mida Dako, we're talking about moist measure, about, excuse me, talking about retail, Ova Mocher Mistaker. It says, since the seller makes the profit, right, since he makes a greater profit margin, so therefore Mocher Mafrish, the seller's got to even take off Meiser Sheni. So we're talking about a large measure wholesale. So we learned the opposite of lokech mistaker, since the buyer gets the advantage. Halokech marfish, the lokech takes off. Even we would assume the trumas meiser. Rabbi Bun Barchi, so two answers. Rabbi Bun Barchi gave an answer. Tipot to resolve it. Bomer lo miknaso, where he says I'm selling this to you from my stockpile. In other words, he's not even from his own produce. Where do we say that the mocher and lokeach have those rules of demai which we were talking about previously? When it's demai. When the seller says, I'm not sure what this is, I'm not sure if it's tithe or not, and the buyer says he's not sure. But in the case of the buyer says, this is my vadai, this is definitely my, I grew this produce in my backyard, it's not demai. So in that case, the tanai based in, the way he understands it, Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, is that if I, as seller, am selling vadai, I take off the trumas maaser, but you take off the Meiser Sheni. Okay? So it's talking about Vada, my produce from my backyard. Rabbi Yisrael said, no, I feel the same as Shalom, he even tell you about, it's not talking about from his own stockpile in his own backyard. It's this is the resolution. But Aymer, when he says, Bedaito Nitkan, he says that to the buyer, that he should take it off. I'm not sure who says to whom. The stipulous son says, you tell the buyer that here the buyer has to take off the trumas and maasers. You tell him, listen, Rabbiin, I'm selling you to demai. You take off the trumas demaisers. I didn't take off anything. So in that case, I say, despite the fact that we tell the buyer caveat emptor, beware, you make sure that took take off the trumas demaisers to demai. Afal bichein omrulo. Nonetheless, they said concerning this tanai based in who? It's a tanai based in shu who yehedei trumas meiser mishal mocher, that the seller has got to take it to the meiser. The only thing he can relieve on lokeach shoulders who meiser sheni mishal lokeach, lokeach should take off the meiser sheni.
What the mocher is in Amoritz?
No, we're talking about mocher chover. You're right. Most Amoritz, all bets are off. Obviously, we're talking about a mocher who knows what to do. Rabbi Elazar, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, said a similar idea in a different area of halacha. Tanai based new. It's a tanai based hachelim mishel tabach. When a butcher weighs out the meat, so he takes upon himself the value of the fats, was the forbidden fats, the forbidden fats, the chelim, right? Because he said, because even though lichayra, you know, he can't use them, right? So the buyer can't use them, nonetheless. So the butcher shouldn't have to suffer such a, you know, shouldn't have a diminished profit margin. So therefore he's allowed to include in the weight the forbidden fats and let the buyer get rid of the forbidden fats himself. On the other hand, the Yid HaNoshe Mishel Lokeach, the Yid HaNoshe was the responsibility of the opposite. The mocher has to take a man of the responsibility of the chelev. He loses the chelev. He loses because of the chelev. The buyer, it loses because of the gid hanoshe. In other words, when the mocher weighs the meat for lokech, he's not allowed to include the forbidden fats. But he is allowed to include the gid hanoshe in the weight. Okay? So the mocher loses in which case?
The
the chalav, because it's not allowed to include it in the weight. Which case does he gain? Kinosh, because he's allowed to include it in the weight. So that was the original conduct. Rabbi Avo Kisarin, however, Hine Rabbi Avo Kisarin Rabbi Avo made the custom in Caesarea Shushnei Mishalokech, that the buyer should accept upon himself the loss even of the chalav.
So that means that the buyer is obligated to take out, to traber the
Kinosh? He has to pay for the trabering. He has to pay for the trabering. In other words, he has to pay for the weight of the meat before the trabering. When that says means he's paying for the trabering. Why does he have to pay that? Begin the havun, and it should be matkin, purify, tavus properly. In other words, if the mocher has to accept upon himself the losses for the chalev, so he's going to be skim, you know, he's not going to do the trabering properly. He's not going to do the chalev properly, right? Because he loses money for the chalev, right? So this way, we say, you know what, Rabbi Yavo, recognizing, being pragmatic, and recognizing the butchers are suspect. So what he did is he says, I'll tell you what, from now on, the buyers will take upon themselves the loss of the chalev. You just trabered properly.
Except the chalev is going to weigh more than the
Kiddush. Right.
But it's going to be more expensive to trade with a Kiddush than it would be to...
Of course. But anyway, he was paying for the Gidon Asha previously. The buyer was always paying for the Gidon Asha, right? Now he's also paying for the Chalev. That's part of that corner. Because it's also trabering on the Chalev. So he has to make sure the Tabach to take off all the Chalev. So in order to take away from him the possibility of deception and fraud, we said the buyer will pay you for the loss you have from having to traber out the Chalev. Okay? Hajar al-Chalud Varim. Perek Shlishi. Machim esaniyim d'may. Vesachsaniyo d'may. That's a very interesting halacha. The Mishnah says you can get, since d'may, again, it's only takona de rabbanon, therefore poor people, if you have poor people, you have to give them d'may. Vesachsaniyo d'may. You have wayfarers, you're allowed to give them d'may. And Gavilia Machil Sapolin d'may, Gamliel will give his workers who are poor. To mine. Gabet Staka, what about a Gabet Staka, a person who's in charge of giving Staka? Beshamim Nosim Esam Usar, Lashena Musar, so Gabet Staka should give that which is Meiser already to those who are suspect not to take Meisers. Beshena Musar, that which is not Meiser ready, then he should give Lamaiser to a poor person who does Meiser, because then he'll take off Meiser from it. So everybody will come out eating proper foods. The Chachomim say, we're not makbid on this. We collect the money for tzedakah without determining whether it was d'may or not. We divvy it out without determining whether it's d'may or not. But to the target, somebody wants to fix it up, Yisakin, that's his business. Now, there's a very important machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi here. The Bavli holds that the Ani is allowed to eat Dmai. The Ani, the poor person who gets the Dmai, can eat it as Dmai. The Yerushalmi holds he cannot. The Yerushalmi holds it's a kula on the giver, that the giver may give Dmai, but can the recipient take the Dmai and eat it? No.
What's he going to do with it? Sell it?
He'll have to tithe it before he eats it. He can't just take the d'may and eat. He's going to have to take Trumas and Maisis off of it. Okay? Understood? The Gemara is going to flow from that perspective of Yushalmi, which is, again, the Ani has got to take off the Maisis. Okay? Let's see how it flows.
So that's similar to what we've had with payout, right?
Well, how so?
Well, were they required to take?
No, they're exempt. Pay is exempt from Trumas and Maisers.
Maybe it was
Lekit?
They're all exempt. Three.
They're all exempt. They're all exempt.
It's different,
yeah. So here, immediately the Gemara, this manifests itself that speaks of Om Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mastisim Bani Chaverim. Our mission is talking about where the poor people are knowledgeable, are Chaverim, are part of this, our society of Shomrei Trumas u'maisers, and therefore when we give them the d'may, we don't suspect that they're not going to take Trumas u'maisers off of it. Uvachsanya, What about an Achsani? We talk about wayfarers. Are you allowed to give Achsani as Demayu? How does that work? So Tani Mama, Rabbi Yeshua, it's like Rabbi Yeshua. What Rabbi Yeshua? What's the case of Rabbi Yeshua? Tani, we learned my Bryce, the Mice of Rabbi Yeshua is an episode which occurs with Rabbi Yeshua. Shalach Ach Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh, Far Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh to Brulabrochayu. Far Yosef Menei Ariyaris Mevil and Peros. And the people in the surrounding cities who were Amaratim brought them fruit. So the fruit was Demayu. Harman Rabbi Yeshua said, Im Lonu Kans, Rabbi Yeshua said concerning this situation, if we stay here overnight, Chayav Anu Laser, then we have to take Maaser off this Demai. And if we don't stay here overnight, Ein Chayav in Laser, we don't have to take Maaser off this Demai. What would be the difference? Can you figure out what the difference would be if they stayed there overnight or not?
We stay overnight, they have to take off this Demai.
They would. They stayed overnight. If they don't stay overnight, they don't have to take off. What would be the difference? Whether it's achilas arai or achilas keva. In other words, if they stay overnight, then they already kovea themselves in that place. They make themselves semi-permanent in that place. So therefore, the food is nikba lemaisers, right? It must be maiser at that point. Or if they don't stay overnight, it remains achilas arai. Lachas b'achilas arai, even if tevel vada, you don't have to take off trumas lemaisers yet. Unless it's in the Goran or whatever, you know, you may were kaveh lemaisers. So here too, it wouldn't be considered kavua lemaiser. It's not considered to be fixed and requiring maiser until you actually stay there overnight. Okay? But again, according to Yushami, both situations, both by the poor people and the Achsani, really the recipient has to take off the mai. It's not like the Bavli. It's not like that both are exempt, both are given the recipient. The recipient is chayav. That's going to great length to figure out what case a recipient would not be chayav in the ratio, and which case we're allowed, the giver is allowed to give the recipient and not have to worry that a recipient won't do it. In the ratio, it's an oni chaver, a poor person who we trust to take off trumas and maisers. And the same thing about Al-Sani, who's old and not even staying overnight. So he's so temporary, he's not chayav trumas and maisers for achila sarai. Says the Gemara further. Rabbi Yossi argues. He says, "Bani Amoratim Masnisa." He says, "Our mission is really talking about Aniim of Amoratim. We're not going to take off Trumas and Maisers. Im Omar at Bani Chaverim, because if you would only say that people who are Aniim Chaverim can come and get my." So Nimtseisa Noel Delos Bifnei Amiyaret. So then all the Amoratim who come to town won't get any grain. Why would they get any grain? No. Because we won't give the Amoratim because we're afraid they won't take off Maisers. So therefore we're going to have to give it all. We're going to give it all to the Talmid HaChachamim, the Chaverim. So therefore, in order to forfend that situation, we say, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can even give the Ani Amoretz to mine, which is like the Bavli, right? That even the Aniim are exempt.
Why would you not want to give it? What they do is up to them. So it's not our employees to make
it's
sure.
Not, it's not. It's Mesei Dover Avera. You're aiding and abetting.
Livnei
Iver? Yeah, well, it's not classic Livnei Iver, but it's on the scale of Livnei Iver, yeah. That's the problem. Okay. Mamakam Rabbi Yossi L'Achsanya. How does Rabbi Yossi learn that case of Achsanya? In other words, if Rabbi Yossi is saying that in fact it's even an Amoretz, so how does he learn the case of Achsanya? That there you can't give an Achsanya Amoretz because of Nilas Delas, because the door might be locked in their face, because we're not talking about poor people by Achsanya, we're talking about wayfarers. So it'll be a different case. Rabbi Yossi says you have to give Aniyam Oretz so the door won't be locked in their face, so you can even give them to Mai. But Achsanias are not poor people. Sometimes they're quite rich. What justification would there be by Achsanias to give it to an Amoretz? What's the problem? I'm not sure I'm getting through to you guys.
No.
By Aniyam Amoratim, they understand Rabbi Yossi has a svara. He says you have to give Aniyam Amoratim to Mai, otherwise nobody's ever going to give them Aniyam a sustenance. But Nachsanio is not an Oni. And Asan Yistam, anybody who's traveling. So there, what heter is there to give an Achsanya who's an Amoret? Like the previous Gemara, we gave the Achsanya, why? Because they were not Kavua. They weren't staying overnight, they were just temporary. But but even then, we were specifically giving Tamid HaChomim, Rabbi Yoshua, we knew in Meisr, if he was staying overnight. Who are we giving here? Who's the Achsanya we're giving going to Rabbi Yossi? Who could he possibly be giving if they're Amaratzim, this stuff, this the might to eat? Maybe they're not going to miser properly, right? Then there's no Svar of Shlotino Delis because they're not poor people. So it says, more Rabbi Lozar Mezu Achsanya Shalakum. Fascinating halacha. He says, even you might have thought you're not even allowed to give the might to a goy. Why is that? Why would you not be allowed to give demai to a goy? No, that would be a good reason. That would be what I would say first too, but it's not. It's a more lomdashir reason. And the Gemara is going to get into this in a little detail. Because it's nimtza parea chovo bedover osur. You're not allowed to pay up something with something which is prohibited. For several reasons. In this case, because you're stealing, you know, Trumas Meiser, and you're stealing all the Kohanim, you're not being Mekayim to Takaris Chachamim, and you're giving them something which is not completely yours. So it's kind of, there are a bunch of problems with this. But generally speaking, you're not allowed to give something which is also to you in payment for your loan. Okay? So I think it's also give them even demai. A mashmalah that it's only allowed to give them to my, right? That's what it says here. Tani, we learned. Sorry, Chlodia. Okay, I'm sorry, skip. Mamakar Rabbi Yosef Sanya Kado the Tani, like it says, Hagoyim Rachem, the Goyim were living with you in the Gertoshavs. Rabbi Yosef Sanya, give them to Yirach Sanya. Rabbi Lazar Mezu Achsanya Shalakum. This is talking about the by Goyim. Even you can give them Achsanya as well. Okay? Period.
Why even today in
that
Yisrael, you have to dispose of the
gift.
That's
right. You can't give it to anybody, right? So only Demai you could do it, but not by Fadai. Tani, we learned circle, you have to tell the guy who's getting the stuff from you, the poor person, that it's Demai. I'll die to Rabbi Yoina, coin Rabbi Yoina, who said do Amar Baniyim Chaverim, who must be sustained with Tzibur Mishnah back Aniyim or Chaverim Nicha. I understand where you're telling them because they'll take off, right? They're Chaverim. We'll tell them it's Dmai. They'll take off. I'll die to Rabbi Yosi. Do Amar Baniyim Amar Tzibur Masnisa. Even but according to Rabbi Yosi says our Mishnah talking about Aniyim Amoret. Hafilu Modiyin. If you tell them Ma'u Mo'il. What good is it to do? The Amoratz is not going to do anything with the information anyway. They're just going to eat it. That's a more interesting answer. Mibnei Echad, and it should be Shehu Misaking. Because one person somewhere will be Misaking it. Some Amoratz. He'll know. Maybe it's as though this will do tshuva and take off Meisers. Okay? Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Mona said, the disciple of some reason that Rabbi Mona was Rabbi Yona's son. So Ramona said that according to Rabbi Yoina, who says that when you're Modia, you give an Ani who's a chaver to Mai, not Vadai, but you give him to Mai. Hadam Marad, this teaches us, Elaine Diyavun Bevesin, those who are giving in their house, Osir Lite Midmei Shvius. You're not allowed to give them Shvius money. Now this means if an Ani comes to your door and he says, I want some food. Or money, if it's pay the May Shvius, but let's say food. You're not allowed to give him pay or Shvius. Why? Because where do we say you're allowed to give an Ani stuff only by the Maya and only if you're Modia him? But by Shvius, that's like Tevo Vadai. You can't be Porea your Chov. You can't fulfill obligations with Vadai. You can't fulfill obligations with Shemitah fruit. Okay? This is forbidden fruit, so to speak. You can't give it to him. Why is that? Because it's like doing mischar. You're not allowed to do mischar. You're not allowed to do trade with shvius. Giving stock is like doing trade. It's forbidden. You can't give prepare shvius as tzedakah. The only time is Tevel Vada is the same thing. You're not allowed to sell Tevel normally. You can't give it to a non-Yitztaka. The one exception is Demai to a non-Yitztaka when you tell him. Okay, that's Rabbi Yonah's parameters. You're still not allowed to be used to buy and sell it. Even the Hefker stuff you're not allowed to buy and sell. Now do any business with it. Nowadays, so they make elaborate ruses in order to get around that problem.
No, I mean giving it to the yoni. It's not yours to give anyway.
Yeah, but you're being kind of mitzvah stalker with it. You're not allowed to do that. That's like Perea Chova of Imperial Shvitz. That's a Schiddush, okay? Not even allowed to be Makai Mitzvah Tztaka with it. Okay? Says the Gemara again. Also, you tell me to make Shvitz in a Perea Chova of Dvei Shvitz as if you're paying back your loan from Shemitah fruit, right? Because it's the obligation to stock you've been filling with Shemitah fruit. God, the Tani, like that which we learned, in a Braisa, Echot Shvitz, I'm not sure if it's Braisa or Mishnah. One concern of using the Shas is that there's no Masurus of Shas. So I don't know if it's a Braisa or a Mishnah. God, the Tani. But it says in some statement, I'm out of Tanoim, Echot Shvitz, Echot Meister Sheni. Both Meshvitz and Meister Sheni, any Froyim and Malve Vechoyf. You can't use them to pay off a debt, a loan. Veinoisimem Shvitz, Shvinus. If a Shadchan made you a Shidduch, you can't give it to them. Right? Shvinus is not exactly a Shidduch. It means it's a wedding gift. But wedding gifts in the old days were obligatory. Nowadays they're also obligatory, but we're cheapskates. But in the old days they were mamish obligatory. So since they were really obligatory, if you gave it, from Peyer Shvitz, you'd be fulfilling an obligation, Shemitah fruit. It's not good. How to do that? Vein Mishamim Tashlumi, you can't pay any fines with them. Vein Poiskimim Tztokal Aniim Ebeis HaKnesses. You can't give Tztokal to Aniim and Shul from fruits of Maitre Sheni and Shemitah. Again, it's like Perea Chovo. Avo, what can you do? Mishamim Dovashuk Mils Chesed. You can give it to them as a Chesed. Not as Tztokal, because that's a Chiyuv. But as Chesed, you can give it to them. It's Archlodia, and you have to tell them that it's mine, or Shemitah, whatever it is. Tamotzin, we learned over there. Poel. Not if you're Modia, then.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're Modia because of that. You're Modia, so you should know what it is. But you save yourself the problem of Geneva Stas in that case as well, right? Tamotzin, we learned over there. Poel, She'eno. Ma'amin l'ba'al ba'is. Yeah, a pro who doesn't believe the ba'al ba'is, he has to take off his own tamai, his own trumas and mitzvahs. Now, tamon, don't be fooled. Tamon means here, even though it really means there. But it means what we immediately quoted. That's Yerushalmi. Okay? Even though tamon, the first time he said tamon, he meant over there. This tamon means over here. Because vis-a-vis what we originally quoted, now I'm obfuscating. Let me try and make this simple. Tamon means here, because what we just quoted now became here, and therefore our Mishnah now became there. Okay? So tamon, meaning in our Mishnah, which vis-a-vis what we just quoted is over there, right? In our Mishnah, we atomer po mafrish. You say the poel's got to take off himself. Right, it says that noise of the polium demai. You give the polium demai in our Mishnah. That's what it says. You can pay off your workers with demai. Yet over there, ka meaning here, but meaning there. Atayma ba'al ba'is marfish. You say the ba'al ba'is. You want to come in?
I'm sorry, I have to. That's not question.
We're gonna flog you.
You'll
have to come out the front for that. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, he's from Chevron. His wife's from Chevron. I don't know if it's Chevron or Kiryat Arba. I'm not sure which one. No, him, it's probably Chevron. So he's only in the middle of the Palestinian territory. Okay. By us, you're saying the pearl takes off. Yet over there, after I'm read about bias, if you say the Baal is supposed to take off, the only time you take off is if the Baal is not believed by you. So it's a contradiction. Who's going to take off the mic? Is it you or the Baal Bus? Rabbi Yonah Ravina said, very interesting dichotomy. Tamon b'machilon mina menduim. By us, it's talking about a case where over there, it's talking about a case where you're feeding him from the members of your household. Menuhim means from the invitees. You invited him to your table. You invite him to your table, so it's like, the opposite. I apologize. Here, Tamon is again, it's consistent. Tamon is over there. Tamon, what? Meaning our Mishnah. In our Mishnah. Tamon, over there, both in the line before.
In that case, the pole is mafresh in that case.
Yeah. I'll tell you what in a minute. But Tamon, this over there is the same like the over there before, which means by us. By us, the pole is mafresh. Looks cockamamie, but it works out in logic. The pole has to be mafresh, because the Baal Bais is not porea chovo. It doesn't look like he's providing the food as part of the schirus. Looks like he's providing the food as magnanimous gestures, inviting him to the table. That's why who's got to take off the trumas of maestros? The worker. However, b'gam hacha, but over here, meaning over there, the Baal Bais takes it off. Why? Because it's machilu min avus, he's feeding him from a trough. Now, not literally, but meaning he's mechuyev to give him the food. Right, it's one of the benefits. So there, it's like perez chovo, it's part of the wages. So it's a part of the wages, the halach is now to be perez chov from the mice, so in that case, you have to take off the mice rules. The Baal Bais takes the mice. So it works in logic. It sounds preposterous, but it works, right?
The only thing is, if you take it one step further,
yeah,
then it requires that you invite anybody to your meal.
Yeah.
People who are invited to sit down with you,
they have to marry Mafresh Mai, except we're only, according to the... bear in mind, we're talking about here Anim, specifically. So normally, if you invite people to your table, you have to take off the demai before you feed them. This is a unique situation. This is where the Paulim are considered to be the Paulim are Anim, and you tell them, Rabbis, I'll give you demai to eat. You guys have to take it off. Okay? If you invite someone to your house, that situation doesn't apply. Okay? We mentioned before you came in, I think, Smachlok is Babli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli says when they're aniyim, they themselves are allowed to eat the demai as the mai. Yeah, the Ushami holds you got to make you. They're not allowed to eat, at least Rabbi Yoina. It's Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yoina holds they're not allowed to eat the demai as the mai. You have to get them to take it off. It's just that you're not mechuyev to take it off. Okay, Rabbi Zrika. And Shimon Bar Va, both said B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, a similar idea, related, but not quite the same. Rofi Chaver, a doctor, was a Chaver, Shemachil Chol Amoretz, was giving food for medicinal reasons to Chol Amoretz, no sin toch yado, you can't put it into his hand, and no sin toch beef, not to his mouth. What are you talking about? B'tmai. By Tamai, so they weren't Mechayev the doctor to take off Trumas and Maizers, because that's cutting into his profit margin, right? So there, but he still can't put it into his mouth, only into his hand, not directly. He can't stuff Tamai down his throat. That ain't allowed to do. That's by Tamai. I will be Vadai, but if it's Vadai, I feel Toch Yodo also. Now to put it even in his hand, why? Because what are you transgressing? With Neiver Lotite Mircho. We are still blocking them. Mishal Choyla. And that's all talking about the doctor stuff himself, the chola stuff himself. Amisharofe, but if it's the doctor stuff, the doctor's food, then he says it's also even by the mai. So it must have been because of profit margins before. Because it says here that even so, that's all talking about the chola stuff. So anyway, it doesn't make a difference in profit margins. By the doctor stuff, because by doing the doctor himself is being the food from the house, regardless, it's also to put the mai even into his hand. So I guess the kula is based on expedience. In other words, when it's the chola is the mai. So you, the Rofi, are not mukhlif to interfere in his affairs to that extent. You can just allow him to eat his own demai, but you can't put it in his mouth. When it's tevel vada, you can't even put it in his hand. You have to interfere. You have to be marfish and misura. You can't allow him to transgress an outright Torah prohibition. When it's from your own house, and you're bringing him the food to eat, there you have to be marfish even on demai to give to him. Unless he's an ani, I guess. But be that as it may, perhaps you can charge him. Maybe you can charge him for that. But you have to, if you brought your own food along, you have to take off the mai from it. If it's Avra min achai, afilu mishal chol. I skipped. Sorry. This is all Yisrael. Avenoch, but by goy, afilu bevade mutter. Even if it's vadai, you're allowed to give it to him, of course, because the goy is not osur and devil. Misho rofe osur, but if it's the doctor's, vadai, he's not allowed to give it to the chola, because he's going to charge the chola for it. So he's parei chovo with the, he's being parei chovo, he's fulfilling his obligation with vadai, and that's prohibited, even vis-a-vis a goy. Okay, that's good, it works out. Avov ben Noach. But if it's a ben, that's all Yisrael. Avov ben Noach. I skipped. I went back. But if it's Avra min Achai, afilu mishal chol osur. You're not allowed to give it to the goy, even if it's his own Avra min Achai. Why again? Leave the Iver shlo yovei de takol in order to shuka gestonbach. Because of course Avra min Achai is also for a goy as well. Okay. Unless the guy is a chol shesh plus sakana, right? And you give it to him on the spot. Now, going to the next part of our, going on to a new issue. Fikasha al Beis Shammai. It's difficult on Beis Shammai. Begin do.
Just a second.
Okay. This has gotten
in the way. Okay. Yeah. Nikasha Beshamai. Beshamai our Mishnah said that you give, if you have the mai, so you give it to an ani who's not a chaver, you have to take off the chumas and maisus. If you give it to an ani who's a chaver, you rely that he's going to take off chumas and maisus. So says the Gemara, because of Shammai, begin to kosher yafsid, because the ani is a chaver, so he's got to lose, right? Because he's going to have to take off the tithes himself, so he ends up getting less. It's not fair, says the Gemara. No, you have to add on to the stock you give him. You have to add on the amount it takes to be masaki in the demai, right? Matan de Beis Shammai. Now, the question of the Gemara is a little bit vague. The disciple's son explains in greater detail. He says, Beis Shammai in the racial concedes by an oni over mimokum lumokum. He doesn't say that you have to make sure that he doesn't get the mai. Achsanya. Assuming that it's anim. Beis Shammai didn't argue in that case. He just says, Machlis anim demai, v'sa'a achsanya demai. Nothing about Beis Shammai arguing. Beis Shammai only argues in the Sefer, right? When it talks about Gabet Stoker. That the Gabet Stoker's got to make sure nobody gets the mai. What's in the ratio and the safer? Now, says the Gemara, What's the difference? Amazing difference, the Gemara says. This is practically shocking. I would say it's absolutely shocking, except we're going to have something even more shocking later. So, says Beis Shammai, Matar Beis Shammai, why didn't Beis Shammai argue in the Reisha? So says Gemara, you know why? Because the Reisha is talking about an audience going from place. It's going from city to city. I feel teach the Red Rock Shop, so you'll be from with him today. And he'll take Mises off to Demai. What will happen tomorrow? Yochel has Lagotra Lachar's man. Can you fix him tomorrow? Hey, not Yochel Lagotra. You can't fix him every day. In other words, it's like a drop in the bucket. So I'm going to stop him transgressing this one today, so tomorrow go to another city, he'll transgress this.
It's not Yiddish
for sure. It's for sure.
So it's one
it
less.
It certainly goes against our values, yeah.
It's one less. Transgress.
One less is so, right?
Yes.
Shami didn't have that perspective.
From that trend, from that lesson, and he won't do it the next time.
What?
Maybe he'll learn from the one incident. So he won't do it the next time.
I guess maybe if you were Beis Hillel, you'd say that, but Beis Shammai doesn't know that way. The truth is, everybody agrees in the racial taka. By Noni Hover and Mokum Mokum, you definitely don't know if they go up tonight. So in the Sepa, that Beis Hillel argues, Beis Shammai says that by a local on, you also don't take off tonight. But the truth is, Beis Shammai's Svara seems to be not, you know, not outlandish. Well, nobody knocks out of the ballpark, and it's a very amazing Svara. It's again, what it's saying is that, okay, we'll fix it up today, but tomorrow who's going to transgress again? Now, I don't think, just to take away the brunt of this, I don't think Beis Shammai would have said this by Devil Vadai. Right? It's only by Tamai he says this. He says, this is a minor issue, Rabbanan. He's going to transgress it anyway tomorrow. So what's the difference? That's what we're really saying here. Okay? If it was Tevel Vada, I don't think even Beis Shammai would have said this. Am I making myself clear? If Tevel Vada, we're not going to give the Ani the Tevel teeth. But still, it is still a big chiddush, a relatively big chiddush. Matad Rabbana, what's the logical Rabbana about Gabay Tzedakah? That a Gabay, they don't hold the Gabay Tzedakah to make sure that Taniyim get stuff which is Mesukan. Why is that? Because even Daktika at Acharov, if you're going to make sure that the Gabay Tzedakah gives properly so that everybody eats Mesukan, Afume Mayit Mitzedakah. So a person is going to give left less Tzedakah. In other words, what it means is that. But it means according to this type of... Wait a second. What it means according to this type of son is that then you're going to have to find out who's giving the mine, who's giving Vadai. The garbage stalker is going to have to start being medactic. Who does rely on, who does not rely on. And then it's people are going to say, oh, you don't trust my hechsher. I'm not going to give stock anymore. So if you start making the garbage stalker be medactic, who should get the mine and who shouldn't get the mine? He's going to have to be medactic who's giving the mine, who's not giving the mine. That's what caused all sorts of rifts in the community. So therefore, we just accept it uniformly and distribute it uniformly without regard to what's the mine, what's vada. Okay, what's the mine, what's not. Okay? Says the Gemara, what's a little bit of a tangent. Gabet stock of yontif, a gabet stock on yontif. Lo yu machriz and derish machriz v'kol. They can collect the food. They can carry. They can cook. Right? They're allowed to mulach on yontif. So therefore, they can collect food on yontif for distribution. However, when they collect the food, they should do it different than they do in the week. Lo yu machriz and derish machriz v'kol. Shouldn't announce that they're coming around like doing weekdays. I will go and see they collect in private. In an inconspicuous way. And they can put it into their pockets, in which they hide it. They don't bring to do it outright again because it's like a chul yontif. And they give to each neighbor by itself. They don't bring to any central locations. Again, to diminish the atmosphere of yontif. Okay. Gabay tekupa b'shvius. Now, a very interesting halacha, similar to one we just had. A gabay, if they're collecting food in shmita, so then Lo yimadakti ki mechatzeir shel ochel shviz. They shouldn't check out, oh, this is Yaakov's yard, and he eats shmita. I gotta stay away from it. You know, they shouldn't look. They shouldn't check into that. I guess a contemporary analogy would be, oh, that's the house of Yaakov. He relies on the Heter Mechira, you know, during shmita, something like that. They shouldn't be mocking on things like that. A similar idea to what we said previously, because then people are not going to want to give. Nosin land pas mutter. Rather, if they gave them bread, they're allowed to take it, regardless of where they get it from. Why? Very strange thing. I don't know what this comes from, but Jews only have Shemitah money or Shemitah eggs. Now, I know you'll say eggs are not Shemitah, right, because they come from chickens, not from the ground. But Jews don't leave bread of Shemitah around. They make sure. And they don't give that to tzedakah. The only thing Jews have of Shemitah is money, because they sold a pair of Shemitah, now they have money. Or they bought eggs with that money. You know, something which is not actual vegetable or plant, right? So that the gabe tzedakah shouldn't take eggs and shouldn't take money. But food he can take, because the Jews are not chashud to give food of Shemitah to tzedakah. They're not even chashed to keep it around. They get rid of it as soon as possible. They think that eggs are not a problem, even though they bought them with Shemitah money. So that they keep around. But they're not going to keep around vegetables of Shemitah. Okay, is that clear? So you don't have to worry about that. So it's not really analogous to the Heter Mechira. Really, it's not the same type of case. Rabbi Chanina B'Sher Pinchas said, "Hold the Tamar." That what you said is true. That you can say, but Malkum Shazorim v'Lochlin, in a place where they plant during Shemitah, but they don't eat Shemitah fruit. Lecho ena chashudim. They're not, so they don't eat themselves. Koshkein la'achil, they're certainly not going to give to others. Others Shemitah fruit, and we can go indiscriminately and collect from them food for tzedakah. Now, Kohanim amagavli b'tahara. Kohanim will go and are Mikava literally means to mix dough. The Kohanim are not mixing the dough. They're going to people's houses and collecting what? Challah. They're collecting the challah from people who are making dough. Now this is part of the job of Kohanim. They have to go and collect the challah. They shouldn't just wait till people brought it to them to make sure that people were taking challah off the dough. Okay? So when the Kohanim are going, they shouldn't avoid the chateris of people who are suspect to each piece, but they can even the shiva or them and make sure they take off challah. Some say that we are medaktik. We have to avoid them. Madatane medaktikon, medaktikin, itnei chalosan. He who says you are medaktik, because maybe they're chalakom shishmika. Madatane medaktik, who says you don't discriminate. Amazing svara, Rabbi Yisai. Look at this. This is another mind-boggling svara. This is much more mind-boggling than before. It says, you shall me. If you don't take his kakala, then you're going to distance him from a light aver of Shemitah. You're going to distance yourself from a light aver of Shemitah. But you're going to put him into a more severe aver of what? Of tevil. Because though where which kakala has not been taken off in Eretz Yisrael is tevil. So there, tevil, it should be be'avon, take out the vav. Be'avon misa is a capital crime. Shvi'it, shmita, below, so I say, is a laugh. So therefore, you have to go to his house. Now, this is amazing. But the Bavli argues on this explicitly. Not in this case. But the Gemara B'Yim Shabbat says, "Ein omrim la'adom chatei b'shul shi'izka chavercha." Right? Here we're telling the Kohen, you should engage yourself in a potential sin of Shemitah. It's possible he will sin. In order to save that guy, who's a chashad on Shemitah, from transgressing the much more severe avera of tevel, of eating unchalad dough. Okay? So almost the antithesis of Beis Shammai we saw before, right? Because you should even transgress an avera, a lighter one, in order to avoid the Amora's transgressing the heavier one. Okay? Says Yerushalmi further, so what should you do? Lemaise, you don't want to transgress an avera either, so what do you do? So it says Mar Ketzer Uose, I'm Rabbi Chuna said, maybe Kohen Chashud. Here we go back to Beis Shammai's morality again. Ready? When you go to collect challah from this guy who doesn't keep Shemitah, you bring a Kohen who doesn't keep Shemitah. You don't like that, do you? Okay. I'm Rabbi Chuda, maybe Kohen Chashud, and it should umachilo lo, and the matbila should be taken out. When you give it to him, so says Gemara, whoa. But not for the same. Gemara didn't say whoa for the same reason you would say whoa. Says Gemara, learning some meiser. Tyrus Lamoritz, how can you bring a Kohen who's chashur and give him the challah? Might be tame. It's going to be tame the challah. In other words, we don't care if he's eating the Shemitah. Forget about that. But it's going to be with tame the challah. Because the challah is going to be with tame here. So says the Gemara.
The man that's making the challah doesn't care if it's tame or not.
That may be. But Lamaisa says, we'll deal with that in a second. Omer Amana said, maybe Kohen Choshud. You bring the Kohen who's suspect on Shemitah, Umad Bila. And you take him to the mikvah. Umishamra Ara Erev. And then you watch the Chal till nightfall. Because it's fully on Mazasati in Chalo. And Machilah, you give him the suffix Shemitah Chalo at night. In other words, basically what we're saying is that if you eat a questionable, this is my Mishgalocha Lamaisa. If you eat a questionable Heksher, I'm allowed to give it to you. That's what it comes out from this, right? So Kohen Choshud can take the Shemitah Choshud here. Okay? And Adarab, I encourage you to do that. Says the Gemara, Machil, then he gives it. So they're all, wait a minute. The Lord himself, Machsi, they over, how can you do this whole thing? Okay? Party's over. We thought the Yerushalmi held that way, but the Yerushalmi itself says, let's get real. Okay? How can you aid and abet a Kohen Choshud teach me the fruit? So says Mara, you're right. We're just playing games for now. Rabbi Shimon Barsani, B'Shem Rav Acha said, Mishamar Ere Pesach V'Sorfa. You go take the challah from the Choshud on Shemitah. You don't eat it. You don't give it to Kohen as Choshud eat it. You keep it till the Pesach and then you burn it. Why don't you burn it right away? Because people will get a misimpression. They'll say you can burn challah and that's not true, right? So rather you burn it on Ere Pesach. Okay? New Mishnah. Harod, this is not the end of the funny svaras for tonight. Okay? Harotza lachsom ala yerek lo kami maso. You're carrying. We're just going to get to halacha gimel, then we'll stop. Okay? Harotza lachsom ala yerek. You're carrying a heavy load of vegetables. Let's say lettuce. And you want to take out the outer leaves, lo kami maso, to make your load lighter. Lo yashli chachi asir, you're not allowed to throw them down until you might for them. Okay? Why? Because somebody might find them and eat them. Halokeach yerek min hashuk. That is a very interesting halacha. A very interesting choshen mishpah halacha. If you take your vegetables from the marketplace, you go to the shuk and you pick it up. And you decide to put it back. Lo yachzer yaiser. You don't have to put it back until you miser.
You pick it up, you miser.
You pick it up, you bought it, you have to miser. Even though you didn't pay it, you did akbar on it. You got a miser. It became yours.
Even though you had no intention.
That's the Gemara's going to deal with it. Shane, oh, no, I think there's a typo in my edition. I think the next word should be Mechusar. Do you have Mechusar? Shane, or Mechusar aluminium? Okay, I also have Shane Meiser. But really, what it means is Shane Mechusar aluminium. It really is yours, except that you haven't counted as much. You haven't counted them and paid for them. But the moment you pick it up, it's yours. Because according to our halacha, Mashiach HaKoina, you acquired it when you picked it up, right? Even though you haven't counted and paid for it yet.
Even without das.
Well, what does das mean? You picked it up. That's enough das.
See if there's any...
That we'll talk about. If he's standing there and checking it out, and then he sees a nicer batch, mutter lachzir, in that case he's allowed to drop it. He neishlo moshach because he didn't do mashiachi. Okay? Omer Rabbi Lezer, Blezer said, to Rabbi Mary, this is going to look Rabbi Mayer. We're a household. To Rabbi Mayer, Omer, loitir limkor d'may elosito milvat. Because the Rabbi Mayer is the one who said, the only time you're allowed to sell d'may is if you're a wholesaler. So therefore, even if you're dropping, you're not even allowed to drop cabbage of d'may on the ground. Okay? You have to mitzvah before you drop it in the ground. Rabbi Yochanan said, Divrei HaKoli. This is going to go to everybody. Shanyoi. And here it's different. Now, it should be read differently than it appears in your Gemara. The Gros Gear says, Shamafkir Mafkir Begasa. Veina Zocha Zocha Begasa. When you make it hefker, in large amounts. You want to lighten your load. You put large amounts on the ground. So you're like a wholesaler. You should be exempt. Except according to our mayor. A mayor says only the sito and only the actual seller by wholesale is exempt from the mine. But here, the chore should be exempt. Even if we don't know the mayor, you should be exempt anyway because you're dropping large amounts on the ground for free. You have no profit margin. So for sure you should be exempt from the mine like a moicher begasa. Why aren't you? Says Mark, because here it's different. Because the guy who picks him up leaf by leaf. And a zoiche zoiche begasa. The guy who's zoiche min hefker is going to be zoiche bedako, piece by piece. As if he's buying retail. So therefore, for him, you have to miser it before you drop it. Okay? So we're actually comparing this to the wholesale retail case. I'm saying since the buyer is retail, even though you, the dropper, are wholesale, you have to miser it before you drop it. Okay?
You assume that Adi is going to pick up.
Never assume. You're right. Were you able to know that? No, then you'd be in good shape, but it's not necessarily true. Okay? Vulesa the Polygar Mayor. Wait a minute. No, this is a very lumdish Gemara. Doesn't the Sagan Rai Meir? The Rai Meir Omar came and showed the Mafkir Dovar, the Yotze Meir, Rishusa Hefker or Hefker. So once you're Mafkir Begasa. What do I care if later on there's Zoycha Bedaka? Now that you're Mafkir, it's your Mafkir Begasa, should be exempt. Shani, there it's different. Shah Zoycha Zoycha Bedaka. The guy picks up Zoycha Bedaka, the Ain. A mafkir, mafkir, begasa. And the mafkir is not being mafkir, gasa. Now, here the Rishami says, it's a different metzias than what I told you before. You thought the metzias is he drops large amounts of lettuce. No. He drops, as it gets heavy, he drops one leaf there and one leaf there. And the guy picks up one leaf here and one leaf there. So therefore, it's dak on both sides. The dropper drops one by one, and the picker-up picks up one by one. So if it's all dak on both sides, that's why you have to miser it's mine. Okay? That's what the Gemara answers. Says the Gemara, Fafil Rabbi Yossi leisa dopolik. And you should know this, not even arguing Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi amar, en ha'efka yotzi mitachas yideya bailim ele b'schiyo. This is a cool question. I mean, this is an A for creativity. You might think that according to Rabbi Yossi, this is Rabbi Yossi in the Dorim. He says, if I make something hefker, it's a well-known sheet of Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't become hefker right away. I don't lose ownership right away. When do I lose ownership? When the other person makes the kinyan. So it says, the Gemara, this is a problem according to Rabbi Yossi, should be exempt from the Ma'ir. Because by the time he picks it up, it's already gossip. Because you, by the time you, it's, as you're dropping it, it's still yours. When it's become ice yours, when somebody else starts picking up, by that time you drop so many pieces that it becomes gossip. If Hefka is Hefka right away when you drop it, so then you drop Daka, 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 then it's partially should be Mechayev you. But if Hefka only becomes Hefka and the other guy picks it up, which is, let's say, an hour or two later, by that time you should be considered to have dropped enough pieces of letters to be considered to be a Gasa guy. So why do you have to take off Meiser, right? Again, you should know Lace of the Pli the Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi Amar Ein Hefka Yetzi Mitachas Yad Baili Mel Bitzchia Ein Hefka or Hefka. She might say it's not Hefka. Until it's already comes Gasa, right? Shani, your year it's different. Now here to the Grah changes the year. So Shazoyche Zoyche Bedaka Feina Mafkir Mafkir Begasa. The Zoyche, since when the Zoyche picks it up, he picks it up leaf by leaf. And that's when it becomes Hefker. So therefore, your Hefker is also Daka. It's true you dropped a large pile of leaves by the time the Zoyche starts picking up. But he picks them up one by one. So when he picks up the one, then he's Zoyche from you. And he picks up the next one, he's Zoyche the next one from you. So it's really Daka on both sides, even according to Rabbi Yossi, because it's his Daka which defines how your Hefker works. It's a very lumdish Gemara. Okay? Chizkiya Amar, Chizkiya says, this is a new period, new issue, period. Chizkiya Amar, Chizkiya said, Ein, and the next word should be taken out. The next word, Hefker, is taken out. Ein Mechusar Labailim, Ella Bischia. He takes that word Bischia as well. So Ein Mechusar Labailim, Ella Minyan. Now this is amazing Gemara. This is amazing Gemara. This is going back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chizkiya says, when he picked up the lettuce in the marketplace, right, from the stand, becomes yours. Because what are you missing? You're only missing counting to know how much to pay. The Meshicha is already yours, right, ready made yours. Ketzaruosa, what do you do? You have to take off. Noito min elyon umasake. You take some of the top leaves in your masake. Now let's make that graphic. This is the lettuce, right? I picked up the lettuce, look at it. Looks like a nice lettuce. Picked it up and said, you know, I don't want it. But I already picked it up. So what do I have to do before I put it down? The miser. I take off the leaf, and that's the miser. And this I take home with me. What's the obvious question?
You didn't pay for it.
Right? Filet ain't also mishum gezo? Isn't this theft? So that... This is amazing what we're about to learn. It's only half me, which is too bad. But somebody says, Kada, Rabbi Shimon bar Kada, it's like the following case. I want you to know this is mind-boggling. I don't know if I can prepare you sufficiently for this. Rabbi Shimon bar Kahana, have a masmich, Rabbi Lezer. Shimon bar Kahana was supporting Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer was an ancient, old sage, and Rabbi Shimon bar Kahana was holding on. Over al Chadker. To pass by a certain vineyard. On my lay, Rav Shimon Kana said, I see lichadki, so bring me a toothpick, mach to cheney, to pick my teeth. Chosev Amarlay, then Rabbi said, from the vineyard. So he turned around, changed his mind, Rabbi Lezer. Chosev Amarlay said, you know what, lo taste lichlum, don't bring me anything. Why? Omar, why not? Not because of theft. Because that, if you bring me, call Barnashu Barnash Mebarke. Everybody's going to do that. And by the time you get it finished, Ha'azel Saiga de Guvra Rab Guvra. By the time you finish, a whole bucket, a whole large trunk of a tree will be gone. Now, says the Gemara understands this. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Lezer, wasn't afraid of Gezel. He wasn't afraid of theft. He was afraid for himself. I was afraid of setting an example, other people come and do it and be too much.
The heads will be shriveled. Well, the heads are laying.
Well, there's toothpicks. This is toothpicks.
No, but in the market.
Right. But the point is, it says the Gemara is trying to, the answer the Gemara is giving here, that's if you follow through with Rabbi Lessa's Marshall. But the Gemara really means to give an answer with this. The Gemara means to give an answer that really you're allowed to take one toothpick, it's not gezel. Why? Since there's no loss to the owner with one toothpick. So too, they used to sell lettuce by head. You go to Dominic's. If the lettuce is missing one head, one leaf, you pay less, you pay the same thing, right? But lettuce, they pay by the head. By lettuce, you always pay by the head. Cabbage, sometimes you pay by the head. Lettuce is always by the head. So if that's the case, there's no theft. Because you're not being mechaser in it. No. Doesn't matter. He doesn't make less money on it. That's what the Gemara is saying.
He doesn't know it.
If you take something from him which doesn't diminish his value, according to the Havamina here, it's not gezel. It's not even considered gezel. Pachas mishava pruta. He didn't lose anything as a result. It's a mind-boggling concept.
So the ultimate buyer is losing.
What? The buyer's losing, but what do I care? He doesn't own it yet.
Ultimate buyer.
Yeah, I know. So what? Shaman says, so what?
What about the concept of the toothpicks keeping,
So that's like a Xero, but that's not the Ikradin. So you're right. Maybe if we said everybody would come and take a leaf of lettuce, that might be true. But he didn't think that by lettuce is such a chashash. Right? So there would be okay. Now truth is the Gemara rejects this. Gemara rejects this one. Rabbi Chag, I have a mismach for Rabbi Zira because there's another miser. Rabbi Chag was holding Rabbi Zira. Rabbi did a different generation, next generation. Of our Chaton, they passed by a certain individual who was carrying Chad Mechel de Kisit. Because a certain person was holding a whole, container full of toothpicks. Amalei said, "I see chad kisam. Bring me one toothpick." Mach said, "Shina, in order that I should pick my teeth." Chosam Chayyur Rav Zira changed his mind. Said, "Lo tesli klum. Don't bring me anything." Then I say, "If you bring me, kol barnashu barnash meverken. Everybody will do that. Hazil na michler guver and a whole large barrel of toothpicks will be missing." Says the Gemara that Rabbi Zera himself said. Low Rabbi Zera kosher kokach. And it's not that I'm such a kosher person. In other words, it's not that I'm a holy roller. And I'm very machmir on myself. No. Elamilan diyetz and shemalan, navdina. The words of God we have heard and we shall do. In other words, now the Gemara interprets that to mean it's mamish gezel. Even to be gezel, something which has no value to owner, is gezel. To take one toothpick. Even though it's not going to diminish the value of the barrel, is gezel. So before we understood that it's not gezel to do this from Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar just reneged on taking the tooth because he was afraid of setting a bad example. But here from Rabbi Zira's statement of that I'm doing listening to the word of God, we see it as mamish gezel, right? That Rabbi Zira at least held it's mamish gezel. So now the kasha comes back. How can you be miser the lettuce? It's all his lettuce. You can't be miser it, right? So why can't what answer can we give?
It's the focus is solely the Bein Adam Lo Mokum.
That's what he's focusing on?
Yes. Because if
I don't know, no, Mr. the other guy wouldn't mind him taking one toothpick.
It's not sharp pruta.
For sure, it's much less than a pruta. But you're right; it is focusing on the model of Malcolm aspect. I'm not sure why they didn't focus on the Chaver. I don't know, but it's not your main tar issue today.
Problem with it is that somebody's losing. Somebody's not losing.
Again?
you think of somebody, guess a loss to somebody. That's what makes it problematic.
Yes.
You would say, no, it doesn't make a difference when there's a loss.
See,
to
when
somebody.
You break it up, you sort of lose
that.
You
were this halacha of not taking. Is it taking on a loss?
Yeah, we're looking at just purely from a strict legalistic. We're looking at it from a legalistic perspective, not from the actual human factor. That's true. All right. Says Gemara, Rav Obashem Rabbi Yochanan said, Kamen Shemashach. Connor. What's his name, Rabbi Yochanan? You look at this wall. Once he's picked it up, he's cleaning it. It's his. He has to take off. It's not he's taking off from the Bialim and making them lose. It's his. Lawyer Chaser, what was missing at that point? Lawyer Chaser, Ella Mimani Lay. He's only missing an account to pay. So therefore, Ketzel Rosa, what does he do? No Sita Me'achas Me'em. He's got to pay. He taka pays for it. Umisaki, and he fixes it. So in a Chanami, he bought it. It's not the taking away his stuff. You pay for that lettuce. Now, the more I ask an interesting technical question. That's fine. Okay, so you solve your problem. So loading Tzosa Takola Boy Machrov. Aren't you making it proper for people to come afterwards? Because now, you took one from the pile and you made it okay. But all the rest of them are demai. So now a next buyer will come along, a chaver, and he'll want to buy, he'll still know, oh, all of the fruit on this stand is demai, I have to take miser off of it if I buy it. He might happen to miser the demai from the one which you happen to take miser from already. Which is no good, because it can't do double service, right? So therefore, you're going to mess up the next guy. Says Marosa Sotibur Lefanov. He makes it a separate pile, whatever he might serve. I understand. Vyikvos Tov Perosa. And that's the Gemara. Wait a minute. Why did you just put it back? Vyikvos Tov Perosa Kasha. Put it back. The law came down, didn't we learn? Didn't we learn that we're not afraid of causing the next person a problem? This is a case where you sold somebody fruit and forgot to take mitzvahs off of it before you sold it. So you can mitzvah his fruit in your house, even though later on that might cause a takola, that he might use the fruit which he bought from you and use it as mitzvah somewhere else, not realizing that you had already mitzvahed it in your house, right? Unbeknownst to him. So the Chor we see, we're not choshish to takola. Vafilo said takola boli machrov. Rabbi Chinna, Rabbi Chinna said, tiktu v'lokeach. That's true where he bought it from you and went away. So you have two evils. One of them is not to do anything. One of them is to do something, even though there might be a takola down the line. So there we do the lesser of two evils. What's the lesser of two evils? That you should fix it up here from a distance, despite the fact that you run the risk that later on he might try and use it for some other purpose. That's the lesser of two evils in that case. However, by Machsir, in our case over here, we didn't allow you to create a potential takola later on. That's why when you picked it up and you have to take a miser off of it, when you put it back down, you have to put it down in a separate pile. So people know that this one is already miser. Okay? Kini Masnisin, and this is the way to read the rest of our Mishnah. Hoya Omedu Birer, if you were standing and you were picking up, not in order because you wanted to buy it. This is what you may clarify before. The Mishnah really means this. You were standing there and you picked it up not in order to buy it, because you were checking it out. Then you found one different one you took, then you're allowed to put it back down even without misering it. Ad Kedumbo Samin. You might think that's only when you were picking up lettuce, you saw better lettuce, and you put the first lettuce down. No. Afilu minache, even if you picked up lettuce, you saw a tomato, and you put down the lettuce and picked up the tomato, you're still exempt from taking misers off the first lettuce, because when you picked it up, you didn't pick it up with the intent of acquiring it, you picked it up only with the intent of examining it. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.